From NPR Music, I'm Alex Cohen. This is a webcast of Liz Phair from the Troubadour in West Hollywood. It's a sold-out show tonight. It's the first of two nights here at the Troubadour. Thanks for joining us. Liz Phair and her band are getting ready to take the stage now to perform Exile in Guyville. Enjoy the show.
You guys ready to go back to Guyville?
Self-defense. not just how far I can bend. As they egg me on and keep me mad, they play me like a pit bull in a basement, and for that I'm asking you, Mary, please temper my hatred with peace. Leave my disgust into fame, and watch how fast you run to the flame.
Thank you, guys. LA audiences are always intense.
He's got a really big tongue. It rolls way out. Slicks you down, scratching his face like a bone. He pulls you back, circa 1981. He pulls you back. You are shining some glory. Shining some glory on me. On me. You are shining some glory. Shining some glory on me.
I was pretty psyched to hear about the Dodgers, and I felt guilty because of the Cubs, but fuck it. They didn't fucking ask me to sing at the World Series. I guess they've never made it there, so. Johnny, my love, get out of the business. It makes me wanna rough you up so badly. Makes me wanna roll you up in plastic. Toss you up and pump you full of lead. Johnny, my love, get out of the business. The odds are getting fatter by the minute that I have got a bright and shiny platter, and I am gonna get your heavy head. I only ask because I'm a real cunt. In spring, you can rent me by the hour. I know all about the ugly pilgrim thing. Entertainers bring me flowers. So Johnny, my love, we got us a witness. Now all we gotta do is get a preacher. He can probably skip the until death part, 'cause Johnny, my love, you're already dead. I only ask because I'm a real cunt in entertainers bring may flowers, may flowers to you. Industry, just gotta fucking remember how, you know, let it go.
Straight on. Don't look at my hands in my pockets, baby. I ain't done anything wrong. I never said nothing. No, baby,
hero in a long line of heroes, looking for something to attractive to save. They say he rode in on the back of a pickup, and he won't leave town till you remember his name. Some lonely billboard to grace. They say he sprung from the skull of Athena. Think about your own head and the headache he gave. He's just a hero in a long line of heroes, looking for action and a price he can pay. They say he's famous, but no one can prove it. Make him an offer just to see what he'll say. Check out the dashboard lights, glowing all green and white. He feels safe in the dark. He wears his blue jeans tight. Just a hero in a long line of heroes, looking for something attractive to save. They say he rode in on the back of a pickup, and he won't leave town till you remember his name. Check out the thinning hair, check out the aftershave, check out America. You're looking at it, babe.
going farther. Make a measure of 10 times longer than you ever should.
Is there an air conditioner that we could put on? No. You're beautiful. Ride with a number 2 pencil. I work up to my potential. I earn my name. I come when called. I jump when you circle the cherry. I see like a good canary. I come when called. I come, that's all. Send it up on fire, deaf before dumb. Send it up on fire, deaf before dawn. I clean the house. I put all your books in an order. I make up a colorful border. My mouth, 'cause froth comes out. Send it up on fire, deaf before dumb. Send it up on fire, deaf before dumb. So I was thinking last night, as I was playing this in Minneapolis, that in a weird way, it's a really healing thing for me, because when I first came out with this record, I really sucked. Like, I really, really sucked. And it was so traumatic to go out and have to play in front of people and suck that bad with everybody staring that, no, you don't have to feel sorry for me. It did me fine, you know, but it's nice to come out, actually fucking play them, like, good. Said things I wouldn't say straight to my face, boy. You tossed the egg up and I found my hands in place, boy. After back. You. rock and roll. That's kind of good. I saw on TV that like Emeril is looking for a new catchphrase. This is the shit you do in hotels.
I woke up alarmed. I didn't know where I was at first, just that I woke up in your arms. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and whatever happened to a boyfriend, the kind of guy who tries to win you over, and whatever happened to a boyfriend, the kind of guy who makes love cause he's in it, and I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want all the stupid old shit, like letters and sodas, letters and sodas. You got up out of bed, you said you had a lot of work to do, but I heard the rest in your head. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want all that stupid old shit, like letters and sodas, letters and sodas. And I can feel it in my bones, I'm gonna spend another year alone. Just fucking run, even when I was 17. Fucking run, even when I was 12. You almost felt bad, you said that I should call you up, but I knew much better than that. And almost immediately I felt sorry, cause I didn't think this would happen again. No matter what I could do or say, just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and I can't feel it in my bones, I'm gonna spend my whole life alone. It's fucking run, even when I was 17. Fucking run, even when I was 12.
You've been around enough to know that if I wanna leave, you better let me go. Because I take full advantage of every man. Get away almost every day with what the girls call, what the girls call, what the girls call. The girls call murder. You've been around enough to see that if you think you're rich, you better check with me. Check with me, Daddy, because I take full advantage of every man I meet. Oh, I get away almost every day with what the girls call, what the girls call, what the girls call. The girls call murder. Dead silent. Listen to y'all. No, let's keep it that way. Let's just out-silence ourselves. Shh. I've known people to do that. I've known people to hush their audiences. I'm not that kind of person. How are you guys doing, by the way? Anybody here had the record back in the day, like when it was first out? That's cool. That's really cool. That's awesome. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. That's very cool.
Just to prove I was right, that it's harder to be friends than lovers. And you shouldn't try to mix the two, 'cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, well, I had to take your word on that. But if you'd known how that would sound to me, you would have taken it back and boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. And thrown it away. And you put in my hand a loaded gun, and then told me not to fire it. When you did the things you said were up to me, and then accused me of trying to fuck it up. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright.
messing with these guys, but something about just being with you slapped me right in the face, nearly broke me into its mark. I've taken heart, and I know I will carry with me for a long, long time. I don't know if I could drive a car to get to where you are, or wild enough not to miss the boat completely. Honey, thinking maybe, you know, just maybe. Spin out your name, or high enough to lose control completely. Honey, thinking maybe, you know, just maybe. Blake, where are you? Blake Friedman. Blake? Oh, god damn, you scared me. This is Blake. Can I call you my protege?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. She's gonna help, you know? I think of things unpure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you and your minions. You, your face reminds me of a flower, kind of like your underwater hair, too long, and in your eyes, your lips a perfect sucky size. You act like you're 14 years old. Everything you say is so obnoxious, funny, true, and mean. I want to be your blowjob queen. You're probably shy and introspective. That's not part of my objective. I just want your fresh young Jimmy, Jimmy slamming, ramming in me. Every time I see your face, I think of things unpure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog.
I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you till your dick is blue.
Behaved. You should give yourself a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Two in the bush. Three count delay. I may need a little push. Take out the garbage on Tuesday nights. Seems like the small things are the only things I fight. Like the small things are the only things I fight. Gun shy, gun shy, gun shy, gun shy. Story of my life. Send $3 to a comic book. Get a house, car, and wife. Send $3 to a comic book. Get a house, car, and wife. Gun shy, wife, 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 gun shy.
Let me introduce the band. We've got Craig Saran here on guitar, Dan Lealy on drums, and Nick McCree here on bass. Guys, this is the last I'm going to talk, so thank you so much for coming out, and thanks for caring about this record for as long as you have. It means a lot to me.
I was flying into Chicago at night, watching the lake turn the sky into blue-green smoke. The sun was setting to the left of the plane, and the cabin was filled with an unearthly glow. In 2070, I was behind the wing, watching landscape roll out like credits on a screen. The earth looked like it was lit from within, like a poorly assembled electrical ball. As we moved out of the farmlands into the grid, the plan of a city was all that you saw, and all of these people sitting totally still as the ground raced beneath them. 30,000 feet down. It took an hour, maybe a day, but once I really listened to the noise, just fell away. And I was pretending that I was in a galaxy 500 video. The stewardess came back and checked on my drink. In the last streams of sunlight of Bridget Bardot, 'cause I had on my headphones along with those your circumstances through the size. It took an hour, maybe a day, but once I really listened, the noise just fell away. Took an hour, maybe a day, but once I really listened, the noise just fell away. But once I really listened, the noise just fell away.
Thank you.
listening to a webcast of Liz Phair performing her debut album, Exile in Guyville, here at the Troubadour Theater in West Hollywood, California. She performed the album pretty much as it appeared back then in 1993, starting off from the tune 6'1" and ending in the track A Strange Loop. Performing here, as you can likely hear, to a sold-out audience at the Troubadour tonight is the first of two nights where she'll be performing this album. Waiting to see if she'll come back and give us a few other tunes, perhaps from albums like Whip Smart, her second album, White Chocolate Space Egg, the 2003 album, Liz Phair, Liz Phair. For those who haven't heard the story, Exile in Guyville came out as an 18-song response to the Rolling Stones album, Exile on Main Street. Liz Phair dropped by the studios at NPR West recently to tell us it was a tape she found in a cardboard box of an apartment she was subletting in Chicago back in the early 90s. And she asked an ex-boyfriend at the time if that was a good record. He said indeed it was. And so she decided to create her own 18-track response to the album. Her album titled Exile in Guyville became a critical success. And it seems like many of the folks here tonight at the Troubadour got that album back in 1993, have been fans ever since. And tonight, Liz Phair and her band performed the album pretty much as you heard on the original album. A couple of differences. You can hear the crowd now chanting Liz. And here she is coming back down now to perform a few more songs here at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. You're listening to a webcast of Liz Phair from NPR Music. Here she is again.
This is my favorite part of the night because this is where things really go awry. So. I don't know if my voice is gonna suffer this because we took like connector flights for 2 days, but I wanna try to play one of the new songs that I'm doing.
Everything you've got is mine, and you won't get away with it this time. I'm coming for you with a wooden stake. Nail you right through your heart and up to your gate. We're gonna live with everyone in town. Put a price on your head. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Come out of your house, uncover your head. Ding dong, it's crooked soul. Hang yourself for rock and roll. Oh, 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 oh. Sang and the pitchforks rang and the torch flames rang up to light the way ahead. He fled in the darkness and dread, and the tower it bled till it trembled and sway. He fell straight to hell and then reshaped. Uncover.
rock and roll. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I would learn this, and you know, but I kind of know it. Back out. Job interview, and the little stain is talking. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
solar Superman. You're an angel with wings of fire, a flying giant friction blast. Sun reflects your eyes, and every time the wind blows, I can smell you in the sky. Kisses are as wicked as an F-16, and you fought like a volcano, and you're everything to me, 'cause you're a human supernova, a solar Superman. You're an angel with wings of fire, a flying giant friction blast. You're a giant flying friction blast. You're a human supernova, a Superman. You're an angel with wings of fire, a flying giant friction blast.
Keep on pushing.
tonight. Thank you very much.
From NPR Music, I'm Alex Cohen. This has been a webcast of Liz Phair performing Exile in Guyville at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, California, brought to you by NPR Music. The band members tonight were Greg Saran on guitar and keyboard, Nick McCree on bass, and Dan Lialli on drums. I'd like to thank our webcast producer tonight, Robin Hilton, also our engineer, Theo Mondel. Our photographer is Adam Cuthbert, and thanks to the staff here at the Troubadour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Cohen.